Radio Malassia.
Presenting President Kevin Baugh's 2025 New Year's speech.
My fellow Malassians, greetings. The world is a little different than it was last year. There's a faint shadow creeping across the land, one that brings foreboding. This feeling is more of gloom than hope, negativity than positivity. Malassia is not immune to this attitude. We are, after all, a part of the world and not above it. But as belts tighten and shoulders hunch, it is important to remember who we are as a nation and what makes us special, the things that make us great. Our nation isn't great because we name oceans after ourselves or because we beat our chests and wave our flag. Malassia is great because of our people, our steadfast, hardworking citizens. Each day, Malassians work to build a great nation and make it even greater. Our diversity is our strength, each person contributing in their own way to strengthen the whole. Each Malassian is a small piece of a mighty mosaic, seemingly trivial, but instead essential to the masterpiece that is our nation. We value each and every citizen of our nation, not just from a government perspective, but also we value each other as individuals. Together, we work tirelessly to build each other up, and that is what builds a great nation. And we celebrate each other as well, for ours is a family nation. We take the time to recognize how special each citizen is. We are not at war with each other in spite of differing views. No, we seek harmony and understanding daily in all that we do. I think we do this well and it sets Malassia apart as a nation and community. Of course, there is always room for improvement. No place, no nation is perfect. But in placing the needs and desires of our people as paramount and dealing with every Malassian with love and compassion, we march daily towards that elusive perfection. Perfect we're not, but wonderful we indeed are. That special kind of wonderful that makes Malassia the greatest nation on earth. God bless you. Long live Malassia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Malassia.
A visit to the United Nations, 13 January 2025. The weekend of 9 through 12 January 2025, His Excellency the President and the First Lady traveled to New York City for a brief visit. One of the principal stops on the whirlwind tour of New York was the United Nations. The Republic of Malassia is not a United Nations member state, not yet anyway, but of course it is the goal of many micronations to become recognized by the UN. As a first step, the President and First Lady took a tour of the UN on Friday morning, 10 January. In the process of receiving his visitor's badge, the President was spotted by an excited crowd of young fans of our nation, creating a mob scene in front of the UN. The President happily took photos with this impromptu sidewalk fan club and shook about 50 hands. It was rather remarkable. After the crowd settled down, His Excellency and the First Lady took the tour of the UN, learning the history, goals, and objectives of this august body. Included were a stop in the chamber, the Security Council, and the General Assembly chamber. Perhaps someday Malassia will have a seat in one or both of these. While at the UN, the first couple watched a presentation regarding the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The aim of these global goals is peace and prosperity for people and the planet, while tackling climate change and working to preserve oceans and forests. The President has determined that Malassia, while not a UN member nation, will participate in these goals and implement the initiatives in the near future to make them happen. There will be more on this soon. Other highlights of the first couple's New York trip included a wonderful concert in Asbury Park, New Jersey, a visit to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, ice skating at Rockefeller Center, and an amazing Broadway show. It was a remarkable voyage, full of memorable events, and the President and First Lady look forward to her future return to the Big Apple. In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. New Customs Office, 20 January 2025. The government of the Republic of Malassia is proud to unveil our new Customs Office. After 15 years of stalwart service, under the watchful eye of Fred the Customs Guy, the old Customs Shack has now been retired. Deemed too small to properly service the growing number of visitors to our nation in recent years, the old Customs Office was moved elsewhere, perhaps for future service in a new role. The new Customs Office, taking its place, was formerly the Malassia Post Office, as there are plans for a new, bigger post office in the works. Repurposing the old post office to become the new Customs Office seemed like a wise move. So repurposed it has been, and now sits proudly on the Malassian border with the U.S., ready to light the way to our nation for visitors from around the world. We are quite proud of this new office and are certain it will serve our nation well for many years to come.
Okay, that's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
to me. Can't you see? Everything I hope for, you're everything I need.
Friday stood at the railroad crossing and watched the long string of freight cars rumble by. He had always had a secret desire to ride a freight train. A boxcar with an open door drew abreast, and a quick decision was made. John ran a few steps alongside the car, grabbed the edge of the door, and swung his small frame inside. As his eyes became accustomed to the semi-darkness, he saw that at one end of the car was stacked with oil drums. Then he made another discovery. He wasn't alone in the car. Four burly men were huddled in the corner, their heads together in a confidential powwow. John Friday approached gingerly.
I hope you gentlemen don't mind my presence in your car.
The quartet turned and glared, but said nothing. John made another overture at friendliness.
I've always admired you, gentlemen of the road. Birds of Passage, I believe you're called. It seems a very appropriate name. Since you're free as a bird to come and go as you wish.
The largest of the men stepped toward John.
I'll birdie a passage, you. Who sent you here to spy on us?
Another man rose to his feet.
Don't bother with him, Slug. If anybody was wise, they wouldn't send no little squirt like him to stop our job.
The little birdie could be a witness, and then some bull could say, a little birdie told me, if they run us down.
Oh, please, gentlemen, don't think I'm going to bother you. And I won't repeat anything I hear you say. Maybe I can even help you.
We don't need any help. There's too many cut in on this job already. And we know you're not going to repeat what you hear. You might be a birdie like you say, but you don't get no chance to sing. Hey, Slug, can I toss him out the door now? No. It's too near the crossing where we meet Spider on the truck. Hey, Spike, you and Blackie get off when she stops at the water tank and take care of the engineer and the fireman. Hink and me will watch the rest of the crew and spot the truck. Then we'll bust open the other car and get to work. Okay, Slug, but I still think we better take care of that little birdie that wants passage with us. Okay, Spike, but make it snappy, will you?
As the robber bore down upon him, John dashed to the door and shoved it on its rollers until it clanged shut.
You little rat! Now we can't get up! Hey, where'd he go? I can't see a thing.
John dashed to the barrels and scrambled atop the highest tier. The robbers heard him and searched the dark corners of the car. All was confusion in the swaying freight car. John Friday, safe temporarily atop the shipment of empty oil drums, began to work fast. With all his strength, he tugged at a board that shored the drums in place. At last it came loose, and the barrels clanged to the floor and rolled against the thugs. When the train pulled into Martinville, the yardman heard a pounding inside and called Sheriff Patrick O'Brien. The door was open and John Friday climbed out.
Hello, Patrick. I caught some wild birds of passage for you. Isn't there some kind of a reward for preventing a train robbery?
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Masquerade, our next tale of strange adventure.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to Radio Molossia.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley. Believe it or not.
A bride in the Matakam tribe in Africa always wears half a pumpkin dyed red as a hat. Then, when she has a baby, the pumpkin is reversed on her head to serve as the infant's cradle. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about the Well of Death.
Are you thirsty? Try La Presidente drinking water, made with real water, guaranteed.
The Well of Death, located in the prison of the Seven Towers in Istanbul, was aptly named. It has a long and sorrowful history. Literally thousands of state prisoners who were beheaded by the order of reigning sultans found no final resting place here. After death, their bodies were dropped into the well, which, because of its unusual location, was bottomless. Once dropped into the well, the bodies were always washed out to sea, believe it or not.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
Do you hear me talking to you? Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Ooh. They don't know,
they don't how, know how long it takes waiting for a love like this.
Radio Molossia.